I'd love to actually get into hashtag International Literacy Day, and it is observed on the 8th of September each year. And like I mentioned, that 95% of South Africans are literate, but literacy today means so much more than the ability to just read words on a page. You know, today's world is just shaped by social media. You know, there's smartphones, there's AI, artificial intelligence. And the question is, I mean, what does literacy mean in the modern age? And how do we actually keep it relevant for both young people and adults? And joining us this morning, we do have Michelle. And Michelle comes through all the way from OWLAG. A very good morning to you, Michelle. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Cypher. I'm very well, and I hope you are too. And thank you so much for inviting me onto the show this morning to speak to the beautiful people of Mpumalanga.
Oh,
thank
lovely
you so
stuff.
Much.
What a pleasure. What a pleasure. So today we do witness that it is that important day. I mean, it is International Literacy Day. And we want to find out, what does literacy mean in the modern age, and how do we keep it relevant for both young people and adults?
Well, Cypher, I wonder, you know, can I start off with a very personal anecdote of somebody in my family, quite a clever boy, I must just tell you, who came to me a couple of weeks ago and said to me, Mom, now I've given it two, Mom, there's a very prominent world leader who has passed away, and they think it's about a week ago. And I was quite shocked that this very important person, I said, no. Or I said, how do you know this? Mom, I saw it on TikTok. And so for me, exactly what you said, Cypher, literacy is finding the balance between reading and writing, and in reading between the lines of what we see on social media, on TikTok, on news broadcasts, on podcasts. Literacy now is about questioning what we hear, understanding, and then making the decision, am I hearing the truth or am I being taken in? So for me, that's what's crucial about literacy for both adults and for teenagers and young children for that matter.
And now, how, you know, can schools actually go beyond the curriculum just to cultivate a love of reading that actually sticks for life?
Absolutely. You know, reading is available to us in so many more forms than just hardcover books. I think it's really important that everybody still finds a book that they love. And there are so many inventive and clever teachers out there who encourage children to read and to find the love of reading. But it's a really hard job for schools to do when at home, our parents are not reading as well. So even if it's granny, like giving the kids a little bit of a magazine or a newspaper or whatever it is when you're at home, when you're small, reading something to kids. If we start with reading at home and encouraging our children to love reading, it becomes that much easier for the school to make it something that lasts with people forever.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, Michelle, you know what? I wish I would have actually spoken to you a little bit more, but time is just against us. So what are your last words to everyone out there, to even the adults and the young people on this International Literacy Day?
Okay, so I'll say for me, literacy is three things. Firstly, it's a balance, reading and writing, but also listening and speaking. Secondly, it's relevance. We need to connect with books, with our screen, conversations, and real opportunities like study, work, safety. And thirdly, and I think most importantly, is inclusion. So we need to make sure no child, no adult, no community gets left behind. It's everybody be literate.
Oh, Michelle, thank you so much for your time this morning, and have have a lovely rest of your day.
Thank you, Sasa, and you too, and your listeners as well.
Lovely stuff. And there you have it. Just like that, we've gotten to the end of the show. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.